one of the interesting things that I'm interested in is the spiritual senses. And there's an interesting scripture that I'd like to share with you. It's in the book of Hebrews. It says, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, "But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Now, what senses are those? Are those our physical senses? No, it's speaking about our spiritual senses. So it gave me an idea. What if I could find in the scriptures if there was a way to map our five physical senses with our five spiritual senses? And so I set off on a course to do that, and I've done it. And what you see here is the slide in the presentation that shows you the physical sense along the left side and the spiritual corresponding sense along the right side. Now, there are scriptures that support this, but did you notice the prayer, Brother Sarkovich's opening prayer? He said, "Please inspire the lips of the speakers." How does God do that? God does that by appealing to our spiritual senses. In that scripture that Brother Peter Mora was referring to, what does the scripture say? It says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." What door is that? Well, that's the door to our heart. And how does Jesus knock on the door to our heart? By inspiring our spiritual senses. But we have to open the door. On the contrary, Satan tempts us. How does he tempt us? Well, he wants to get to our spiritual senses, and he uses our physical senses as a gateway to get to our spiritual senses. And we're familiar with the scripture in 1 John 2:16 through 17. It says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life." Satan gets to our spiritual senses through our physical senses. And if our physical senses are that gateway to Satan, and if we let him get to our spiritual senses, then he's got us where he wants us. But if we set up that defense mechanism, the shield of faith, in our physical senses, then our spiritual senses are protected. Let's take a look. What does taste mean? Well, let's look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." From this scripture and from other scriptures, we know that the physical sense of taste is mapped to the spiritual sense of experience or participation. And one of the ways we can tell this is by just substituting the spiritual sense for that physical sense in the scripture. And we can do it right here. That he, by the grace of God, should participate in the death for every man. Another scripture you might enjoy is Psalm 34, verse 8. Psalm 34, verse 8, it says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. And blessed is the man that trusteth in him." So, brethren, we feel that the spiritual sense that the Apostle Paul was speaking of in Hebrews, in that Hebrew scripture, for the physical sense of taste is the spiritual sense of experience and participation. Remember the song that you learned as a child? "Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love." Isn't that right? We have to set up defenses in our physical senses to protect our spiritual senses. Let's take a look at number two, smell. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. "And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." What does that mean? Our hearts are being sounded, just as surely as Jesus sounded the heart of Peter while he was on the seashore. Our hearts are being sounded by the Lord in all of our works that Brother Peter was talking about, the works of faith. And those works are being dissected, and the Lord is doing a discernment, which is used as a metaphor, the sweet-smelling savor. Another excellent scripture that talks about the spiritual sense of discernment being mapped to the physical sense of smell is in Genesis 27:27. We might remember that. It was the interchange between Isaac and Jacob where, "And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him, and he said, see the smell of my son, is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Brethren, smell, the physical sense of smell, is mapped to the spiritual sense of discernment. How about touch? Let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 52, verse 11. I believe that touch is mapped to the spiritual sense of desire. What do we desire? Well, you better find out, because Satan wants you to desire what he wants you to desire, and you better have your spiritual sense mapped to God. Isaiah 52:11, depart ye, go ye out from thence, touch no unclean thing, go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. Brethren, I think that the physical sense of touch is mapped to the spiritual sense of desire. How would the scripture be if we just substituted those words? Depart ye, go ye out from thence, desire no unclean thing. If our spiritual senses are mapped properly to the Lord, to the DNA, the blueprint of the Lord, then we will desire no unclean thing. And I appreciate Acts 17:27, that they should seek the Lord if happily they might feel after him. To substitute the word desire for feel, and you got it. Sight. What does sight mean? Well, sight, I believe, is mapped to the spiritual sense of perception. Of perception or knowledge. And Jesus taught us this. He taught us this very clearly in Mark 8, 16 through 18. He says, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having your eyes, see ye not? And having ears, hear ye not? And do not remember? Well, I believe that seeing is mapped to the spiritual sense of perception and knowledge. And hearing is mapped to the spiritual sense of understanding. Now, there's a difference between the two, because knowledge is just a simple ordering of the facts. But understanding is being able to put those facts in a cohesive, curated form so that we can really understand. So if we substitute those two words here in the scripture, having eyes, perceive ye not, and having ears, understand ye not? Brethren, I think that these are the types of things that I'm curious about. Now, what is the opportunity? What is the importance of this kind of effort? Well, I think that our physical senses are a gateway to our spiritual senses. In this age of media and the internet, we have to be very careful to protect our physical senses from allowing Satan to permeate our mind and get to our heart. We are polluted through our physical senses, the deeds of the flesh. Our spiritual senses should be our default that we live by, not our physical senses. Our spiritual senses is where our spirit is rightly exercised. We should strengthen our spiritual defenses, and we should realize that the inspiration that Brother Sarkovich was praying for us happens in our spiritual senses. Let's protect them. Let's make sure that we have our spiritual senses exercised to learn